Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Since no one's watching the real Olympics, we're going to have our own Olympics here. This is going to be the woke Olympics. My producers have put together some of the most prominent leftist slogans and ideas that have cropped up in recent years. And we're going to determine which one is the worst that we should absolutely banish from society. Let's begin. This Olympic bracket begins with my truth versus birthing person. They're both outrageous, but I think this one's actually pretty clear. My truth is worse because my truth denies the truth. It's true that birthing person is a denial of women and the fact that men and women are different.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
But my truth is a denial of objective reality and truth itself. So you got to give that one to my truth. Next one, microaggression or white fragility? This one, I'm going to have to go with white fragility because the idea of a microaggression is pathetic. The idea that we have so few macroaggressions in this country that we have to worry about our microaggressions and just pretend to be offended all the time and find reasons to be offended.
Excuse me, where's the Oriental food aisle? Squat at those greasy babies!
But the idea of white fragility is just a vicious attack on white people, like a specific group of people on the basis of their race. And it's so offensive because it's just assumed to be truth. Like there's no way to argue against it because if you in any way object to the concept of white fragility, that is just evidence of your own white fragility, according to these people.
You're so white.
So it just begs the question. It just assumes its own conclusion. So I'm going to go for white fragility. Now we've got biological male or female versus living wage. This one is easy. I mean, the concept of a living wage is perfectly legitimate. There are some wages on which people cannot live. Now, one of the arguments the left makes is that we need to pay, you know, anybody, jobs that are really intended for teenagers, we should pay them enough to support a family of four. And they're just simply jobs that are not meant to do that.
I have a podcast, so.
But, you know, in theory, at least, of course, there's such a concept as a living wage. Whereas biological male or biological female, those phrases need to be banished from society because they imply that there is some other kind of male. You know, there's the biological male, there's the spiritual male, there's the psychological male, but there isn't. There's just men and women. Okay, that's the way it is.
I'm a guy.
And it drives me crazy because it's very often conservatives who use these phrases because they think they're being very clever and they want to say, well, I won't call Bruce Jenner a man because that's too offensive, but I won't call him a woman because he's obviously not a woman. So I'll call him a biological male. No, he's just a man. He's just a dude.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, biological male. There we go. Okay, cultural appropriation or white privilege? I guess we're going to, theoretically, white people could have privilege. Right now, that is not the case. Right now, as a matter of law and society, white people are actually specifically disadvantaged in university education, in hiring, and in white people are the only group that you're permitted to and actually encouraged to vilify. Is certainly not true for any other racial group. But theoretically, white people could have privilege, right? There have been plenty of other social organizations where, you know, white people get certain privileges compared to other groups. Whereas cultural appropriation is just nonsense. Because what's the alternative to cultural appropriation? Cultural appropriation is when you take on some nice aspects of another culture. But the opposite of that is just ignoring other cultures, but that's called erasure. So it's another one where anything you do, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you eat the taco bowl in Trump Tower, that's cultural appropriation. If you ignore Cinco de Mayo, that's erasure.
My name is Jennifer Lopez, and I like tacos and burritos.
So cultural appropriation's getting that one. Climate denier or undocumented immigrant? Oh, that's a really tough one. That's a really tough one because climate denier... As if anyone denies that there is a climate. But what it suggests is that if you don't think that the sun monster is going to kill us all in 9 or 10 years, whatever AOC says it is this week, that you are similar to a Holocaust denier. That's why they use that term denier, is to suggest that if you in any way don't think that we're all going to bake and the world is going to end within a decade, that you're basically a Nazi. Whereas undocumented immigrant is... so dishonest. I mean, when we're referring to undocumented immigrants, I mean, you know, the climate denier is obviously dishonest too, but undocumented immigrant is dishonest in a subtler way because what it's referring to is illegal aliens, foreign nationals who don't belong in this country. But an undocumented immigrant, maybe they do belong, they're immigrants, maybe they just belong in this country, they just need to get some documents.
Necesito un bueno worker. Tu es fuerte, come on.
You know, it's like undocumented American is sometimes the even crazier term that's used. I'm going to go with actually undocumented immigrant here. It needs to be banished because climate denier is so preposterous and it's just not catching on. People actually don't care about the sun monster scaries, whereas the undocumented immigrant stuff actually has kind of worked and it poses a much graver threat to our political order than the climate stuff, which hasn't really taken hold yet, despite the best attempts of lunatics going all the way back to the 1970s. You know, remember Paul Ehrlich? Wrote the population bomb. He said within 10 years there's going to be mass starvation and that's why we need compulsory abortion and sterilization. And then 50 years later, the world population doubled and we're all fatter than ever. Malnutrition's at an all-time low. So those guys are just a joke, basically. Whereas the immigration people have actually done a pretty good job at affecting their agenda. Okay, black bodies versus economic justice. Oh, this is easy. Economic justice also is a perfectly legitimate concept in theory. The way that it's used by the left is usually... the opposite of its meaning. It refers to injustice, where you take money from people and you give it to other people for not very good reasons. But black bodies is the most offensive one. This has been promoted by this very overrated leftist writer, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He's a darling of white liberals. And Ta-Nehisi Coates, who is a black guy, but he almost exclusively refers to black bodies.
You are black, Stanley!
Instead of black people, as if black people don't have souls. Right, they're just bodies. There are other humans, they have souls, but for some reason, according to Ta-Nehisi Coates, black people are just meat puppets without souls. Very offensive stuff. And from a preposterous understanding of human nature. So, boom, getting that one. Next one, the 1% or anti-science. I don't mind the 1%. I mean, the way Occupy Wall Street used it was kind of silly, but it just refers to huge disparities of power in a society. And it is right now we're living in a proto-oligarchy. I mean, a very small handful of people have most of the money and all of the power. I'm thinking of the big tech billionaires and the people who facilitate their reign in government and the other institutions. So that's sort of fun. Whereas anti-science is the alternative. I mean, that's just silly. It's anti-knowledge, right? No, science just refers to knowledge. Now, you know, over the time, it's come to signify this very narrow materialist sort of understanding of things and material inquiry. But it's funny, too, because now if you say that a baby's a baby and a man's not a woman, you're called anti-science. So anti-science, that's the one we're going to go with. And then we've got cisgender. Cisgender refers to men who know that they're men and women who know that they're women. And reproductive rights, which refers to... the right not to reproduce. The right, or the right, you have already reproduced when you're pregnant, but then the right to kill the process of, you know, the product of reproduction, namely a human baby.
I guess my thoughts on abortion are, you know, let's just all have a good time.
There's reproductive rights. I mean, that just refers to killing babies, and it's so hideous. Be banned. Reproductive rights. I think cisgender is the crazier one. Obviously, killing babies is a bigger problem, but at least you're referring to reproduction, even if you're talking about undermining reproduction and doing the opposite of reproduction. Whereas cisgender, it's just nonsense. I mean, the cis is not a thing, because what the implication of cis is that it's perfectly normal to be a man who thinks he's a woman, right? Trans and cis, just whatever. It's whatever you are. And the idea that gender is... somehow legitimate category. So, all right, cisgender, that's the one that's got to go. Okay, we've now understood all of the terms. Let's see. Going back to the top, my truth versus white fragility. So my truth is generally a denial of the truth, whereas white fragility is this attack on white people. But I do think if we had a greater respect for the truth, I mean, you'll remember there was a memo put out by the Smithsonian Institution that said that if you refer to objective reality or like truth and reasoning, that that's actually a white dog whistle. So I think actually if we recognized that there is truth and the truth is not bigoted, but it's actually open to all of us if we use our faculties of reason, I think that all this anti-white stuff would go away. So I'm giving that one to my truth. Biological male or female versus cultural appropriation, it's going to have to go to biological male or female. That's much more offensive to reality. Undocumented immigrant versus black bodies. I think black bodies is more offensive because it's ironic. Right now, there are two heretical views of human nature that the left is simultaneously pushing. One is the trans view. It's called Gnostic dualism. That's the older term for it. It's an old heresy that says your body has nothing to do with who you really are. So I look like a man, but I'm actually a woman if I say so. It's the Bruce Jenner thing. Whereas they'll also say that black people are just bodies, that they don't have a soul, that not only do their bodies have something to do with who they are, but their bodies are entirely who they are. So there are these two, the materialist and the Gnostic view of human nature, and they're contradictory, but they both attack the actual view, which is called hylomorphism, which is that your body, soul, and spirit. Anyway, a long way of saying black bodies is the more dangerous one to a political order. Anti-science or cisgender? Anti-science is worse. Cisgender is a nonsense. I mean, it's just like a silly nonsense. But anti-science is really nefarious because anti-science is presuming that objective reality, like truth, now can only be known in this very narrow way. Now, obviously, we know there are plenty of things that are not susceptible to this modern scientific method, like loves, dreams, hopes, joys, the eternal moral order in some ways, though it's complicated. These things that are metaphysical don't particularly lend themselves to the scientific method. So by saying that, all of truth is just contained within modern science, you're just kicking out basically everything that matters to anybody. So that's worse than the stupid nonsense about gender. All right, my truth versus biological male or female. My truth is going to be much more dangerous. And then black bodies versus anti-science. Anti-science is going to be much more dangerous. Interesting how this really, with all these kind of crazy words, ultimately what you're coming down to is just, is there truth or is there not truth?
You can't handle the truth!
And so now the final battle is my truth versus anti-science. Which one do we need to kick out? My truth. This is my truth. This is your anti-science. The worst one is anti-science. It's worse than my truth, and here's why. They're both a denial of the truth, but my truth, what people mean to say is that we can maybe know things about the physical world, maybe, maybe not, but we can never know anything about morality, about how we ought to live, about what we're here for, about our true identities. We can never know about that because that's subjective. And the only things we can know for certain are like the physical world. But that's not true. You actually can know what you're here for. You actually can know things about the medical world or about the metaphysical world. You actually can know the existence of God. You can know the existence of God with certainty from the natural world. You can know these things, and we've forgotten that because our philosophy and our theology are totally atrophied. Science is the handmaiden of philosophy, and philosophy is the handmaiden of theology. So I think ultimately what that derives from is this stupid, modern, narrow idea of science, capital S, trademark over the E. And so if you can get back to, if you can recover a serious understanding of what science is and the role of physical inquiry compared to the broader scope of human knowledge, then I think you could solve your other problems. I'm giving it to, especially after this crazy COVID year, anti-science. That's it. That's the winner. It's the winner of the Woke Olympics. Congratulations. That's the stupidest phrase, the greatest danger to our society.
The world!
And the thing that we've got to kick out. Join me next time. I hope this was more entertaining than the real Olympics. In fact, I'm sure that it was. And I bet it's going to get better ratings too. See you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.